about online culture right now that are not normal. Back to school shopping hauls that we are not only normalizing but glorifying are insane. Seriously, can someone tell me what happened to the days of buying pencils and pens? Maybe a few t-shirts and a pair of jeans if you were lucky. I see people online right now who are literally buying entire new wardrobes, new skincare collections, all new makeup. There is no reason to be starting from scratch. Whatever happened to the wardrobe that you wore last fall, last winter, or like the makeup, the skincare that you used last week, last month? It's just not normal to be buying this much all at once, ever in your entire life. It's seriously warping our brain, and I feel like it's online culture to blame. Next thing I've been seeing is excessive collecting, because people have seriously taken collecting to a level that is not normal at all. It used to be about gathering things that really interested you. Some people would be collecting stamps or seashells from every single beach that they went to. It was something that made you unique. Other stuff that people are collecting is just what everyone else is. So like Stanley cups in every color to match your outfit, aloe leggings in the same style in every single color. The third thing that online culture is seriously ruining for us is our self-perception, because it is not normal how often we are confronted with our own reflection. At no point in history, ever in time, did we have to see ourselves so often. And now that I think about it, it's not just seeing ourselves, but it's also the pressure to show up publicly. We have to look a certain way all the time in case someone takes a picture of us, or so that we can post a story and share about our day. Like, why are we doing this? Especially for young kids right now who have so much else going on in their lives and things that they should be focusing on. Friends, schools, actually making memories. Instead, they're focusing on just what they look like because they know they have to be online all the time and they just have to see themselves constantly. Fourth thing, and I know this is gonna piss some people off, is the reversal that we see online between necessities and luxuries. So let me explain. These days, we see it as necessary to be buying our coffees out every day, eating out, get driven around, have our food hand delivered to us, even like travel overseas, luxury travel. We see all of that as normal and necessary. Seriously, not at all. The amount that we are spending and wasting money on things that we are deeming necessary, rather than actually saving our money and spending on things for our future. I feel like people right now, because of online culture, have given up entirely on their future before it even began. Before you get all riled up, I understand the argument that people make, which is like buying a home right now is so much more expensive proportionally than it was when our parents were doing it. Yes, that is true. The minimum wage has not caught up. Home prices have skyrocketed. I understand that, but there are other ways to save money to build wealth over time, and people are just completely forgetting it. Like, they're not thinking about their futures at all. They're only focused on the now. And I think it is a direct result of online culture, and I think it's seriously setting us back for our future by a huge amount. Culture has normalized it, and in general, society has normalized these things. I think you actually do have to take ownership of your life and of your future into your hands. Like, you actually can improve your future if you just think about your current life a little bit differently. If you don't spend so much money proportionately on these things that are not important. If you don't buy a new car every 3 years, like, you don't need it. You don't need a new wardrobe every season. Like, back to the wardrobe, back to the back to school, back to the hoarding and collecting. Like, all of these things were seriously not normal in the past. And the fact that we are normalizing them now, I just think is dangerous overall. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for my video. Let me know your thoughts. Love you.